Good morning. Hello. Hi. How's it going? It is Wednesday, May 1st. This is Be Present Mornings with Mel. Hey, I'm so sorry if the sound quality is a little bit off. My microphone has been a little funky. I promise I will have that fixed over the next couple days. So just bear with me today. And honestly, that's kind of on theme for the day. Let's dive into the astrology and then we'll talk about how it's May 1st. It's the first of the month. It's May Day. May Day! Sorry. So it is a little bit of a spicy day, just as far as that, like, some jealousy can happen. There can be some tendencies to want to exaggerate. If you're feeling upset about something, you might really want, like, it might be one of those days. You ever been upset and everybody's like, it's okay, just calm down. You're like, I just want to be upset. That feeling could really be big today. So just be aware of that. There is like an aspect that could be causing some like just friction in your home, workplace, nothing super duper crazy, but there is this beautiful sextile that's going on that's really great for communication. So I think if you are upset, if you are frustrated, it's a good day to communicate that. Just I wouldn't do it off the bat. I would take a walk, take a quick little walk around the building and come back and then communicate it. And the communication will be super effective. But I think you might need that little breather first. Yeah. And that's okay. That's part of it. That happens. With that being said, today's May Day, which is exciting. It is halfway between the spring equinox and the summer solstice, and it's a fun little whimsical day. It can have a lot of meaning in certain cultures and whatnot, but I think it's a fun day to kind of just celebrate being here. Just be happy you're here. We made it. It's May. It's beautiful. If it's a gray day, if you're in a spot with snow or rain or whatever, like, I know I always say it, but I really mean it. You are the sunshine. So just don't worry. Go with it. Roll with it. You'll be okay. It'll all be fine. Some ways you can kind of celebrate May Day, or Bellarmine as it's called sometimes. You can have a bonfire. It's a really good time to, I know I've been talking about goals and big projects. It's a really good time to kind of release your expectations of those into the earth and let it just kind of take back. So it's a great time. I know I'm personally going to have a bonfire and I'm going to whisper the things into the bonfire that I would like to happen before the summer solstice. And I don't know the exact date off of my head because it changes. But usually the summer solstice is around June 20th. So somewhere in that range, June 20th through the 22nd, somewhere, one of those days, depending on when the moon goes into Cancer. Which, if you didn't know that, that's what causes the season changes, to be specific, is when it moves into that other zodiac sign. You know, I think one thing I've been realizing with this podcast, because I have dove right on in a lot with the astrology aspect of it. And I love it. And I think the thing for me that I keep learning is just like how many random things in our day-to-days depend on the zodiac. And I think that's where I find importance with it, because so often people are like, well, it doesn't really matter. I don't think I'm really so much of a Cancer because of my blah, 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 blah. I read an article in the back of it. And it's like, no, it's so much more than that. Like the fact that Easter occurs after the first full moon eclipse, like that's crazy. That's that's wild. Why are these things? And then we're told it's not important. Whatever. Who am I? That's not my rant I'm getting on today. It's not my rant for today. No, my rant for today is that it's officially May. It's gonna be May. And we are in this really cool time period where if you've been doing the work, if you've been shedding the shit, if you've been really picking up those habits, then you're going to be seeing a lot of that fruit start to blossom over this next month, 6 weeks, you know, six weeks, 7 weeks until the summer solstice. A lot of things are going to be changing. There is this huge, I've been talking about it for a minute, that I think there is just this huge wave of change happening in so many people's lives. I know in my own life and friends of mine. And I think it's normally, it's really easy to be scared of change to push it away, to, you know, think that you don't deserve it. But I want you to know and remember, you absolutely deserve it. You 1000% do. And if you're listening to this and you're like, I don't deserve it, I haven't put in the work, well, baby, it's time to put in the work. Like, no big, just go ahead and do that. And I'm going to pull a tarot card. Oof, Six of Swords. Yeah, so truly, I don't know who needs to hear it. It's okay to leave situations where people are not treating you right. It's okay to leave friendships, jobs, relationships. You know, this card, Six of Swords, I think sometimes it gets associated with relationships, but I honestly think of it a lot of times as habits, because the card I have with it is a woman walking across six swords, and in the background there's three other women's faces, and they all look like herself. So I always think of it as, like, if there's negativity you've been putting on yourself, like, let's leave that shit behind, because, like, you're your only confidant that's with you 24/7. You could have great friends, you can have a great partner, you can have a great family, blah, 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 blah. But, like, you're the only person you're with all the fucking time. So if you're talking shit on yourself, or if you're being mean, or you're self-sabotaging, well, damn, dude, who's gonna support you? Like, you gotta take care of number one first. So I don't know who needs to hear that, but don't be afraid and like, whatever habits. Now, sometimes those habits and things, you know, I always come back to drinking. But, like, for a lot of times, if you stop drinking, you realize that there's certain friends that you were only friends with when y'all were drunk, right? And beyond that, you don't really have anything other than that in common. And that's okay. Like, that's just a thing. But getting rid of habits and even words, certain words, like, I've been trying to get rid of the word just, because it minimizes anything that you say. Like, I just was calling to say hi. No, I was calling to say hi. I wanted to talk to you. I wasn't just doing something. Like, no, I just wanted to say, no, I wanted to say. Like, I don't need to put a cushion around anything that I'm saying, because if I'm saying it has importance, and if I don't think it has importance, well, then I need to rethink what I'm saying. But that's one of my little things. But, you know, words are so important. Things are so important. This went down a rabbit hole I was not expecting for this morning. But I don't know. I think you're amazing. And I think I'm amazing. And I don't think that we need people in our lives who are not anything like but amplifying that, right? Because no one should be your source of happiness, but you need to find, you are your source of happiness, but to find people who amplify your happiness, who amplify your joy, your laughter, your love, those are the people to keep in your life. And the ones that limit you or drain you, like, or things or habits or places or people, you know, all of it, it's just, God, we don't have time for that, okay? It's 2024. We don't got time for that. There's bigger shit going on. So anyway, I love you. I hope you have a good day. I hope this gave you the motivation to cut out whatever the fuck you need to cut out, whether it was negativity in your life or some trifling ass bitch. I don't know. You don't need that shit. I love you. Have a good day. Yeah, we'll talk tomorrow. Bye.